Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 2nd of Shawwal, and our topic is allowing the family permissible entertainment on Eid. My dear brothers and sisters, it is a beautiful thing for the Muslim to let himself and his family enjoy something of permissible entertainment and leisure, for people get bored and need something to take them out of their regular practices and habits. And this recreation is a prophetic sunnah. Aisha narrated, radiyallahu anha, that Abu Bakr, her father, radiyallahu anh, came to her while two young girls were beating the daf or the duf, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying covered with his clothes. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anh reprimanded them, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uncovered his face and then said to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anh, "Da'huma ya Abu Bakr, fa innaha ayyamu Eid." Leave them, O Abu Bakr, for these days are the days of Eid. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Aisha radiyallahu anha further narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to my house while two girls were singing beside me the songs of Bu'ath. And that is a story about the war between the two tribes of the Ansar, who are the Khazraj and the Aus. And these wars occurred before they entered into Islam. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lay down and turned his face to the other side. Then Abu Bakr came and spoke to me harshly, saying, "An instrument of shaitan near Allah's Messenger?" Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his face towards him and said, "Leave them." When Abu Bakr radiallahu anh became inattentive, I signaled to those girls to go out, and they left. Aisha continued to say, radiallahu anha, "It was the day of Eid, and black men were playing with their shields and spears. So either I requested the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he asked me whether I would like to see the display. I said yes, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made me stand behind him, and my cheek was touching his cheek, and he said, 'Dunakum ya bani arfada, carry on, O banu arfada.' Till I got bored, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, 'Have you had enough?' I said yes. He said, 'Then go.'" And this hadith is also found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, treating the family nicely in this manner, especially on the day of Eid, is from the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.